Well, good morning. Thank you so much, you guys. As Simon said, my name is Wendy, and this is a really, really exciting service for me. I am up here feeling a whole mixture of emotions, from incredible pride for the students who we've had this year, and sadness that it comes to an end, and excitement about what's going to happen now. And so it's a whole mix of things. But just to fill you in case you don't know what TSM stands for, it's a course we started in September, and it stands for Training for Supernatural Ministry. And really the aim of the course was to gather together people who are hungry for more of God, and to see more of his kingdom break out wherever they go. And so we've had 22 students on the course this year, 22 outstanding students on the course this year, who have trusted us to be guinea pigs for our first year. And we've had just an outstanding time of God breaking in. We've had countless lives changed. We've seen incredible stuff happen on the streets. And we've been really trying to learn what it is to pursue God's presence, to know who he says we are, and also to be equipped to release the kingdom of God wherever we go. So we've had an incredible adventure. And in a minute, we're going to do the official graduation where we hand out certificates. But I thought you guys might want to hear some stories about what God's done through the year before we did that. So I've just asked four different students to come out. I'm going to invite them up one at a time. We're going to have a couple of stories of what God's done on the inside, and a couple of stories of what we've seen happen out on the streets. And I haven't decided what order to go in, but because I know Sarah Adams is right there, so I'm going to ask, let's welcome up Sarah Adams.
It's been amazing. I was in the group that went to the hospital week in, week out. And that was probably the group I really didn't want to be in, because it felt really scary, but I had a fantastic team with me. And God's done amazing things. I think one of the most exciting things is that we went initially not knowing what we were doing. We still didn't know what we were doing at the end, but it didn't matter. We were worried to start with, and then we realized we're just who we are. We're going to leak God wherever we go anyway, so we just had fun. But a few stories from our visits. There was a lady on a bench who had really painful hips, and we prayed for her, and she went from a 7 in pain to 0. And she sat there and wept and said, "I would never have believed this if you told me this would happen, but now I do." And so we prayed for her partner, who was actually having a procedure done that minute. And he came, by the time she'd come out with him, she'd already told him about us and about her, told him about her hips. And he was really touched that we prayed for him, and he was doing better than they thought he'd be doing as well. After that, the same day, a lady walked past from A&E, and I just was able to say, "Look, this woman's hips have just been healed. Can I pray for you?" And she said, "Well, there's no point. I've got so many illnesses." And she did let us pray, and she'd never had anyone pray for her before. I think time and time again, God, it wasn't so much miraculous healings. It was them encountering the love of God. So she wept and said that no one had ever prayed. We were prophesying life over her, hope and a future. We had a similar encounter with a heroin addict who was so broken. And he sat and wept as we explained that Jesus is God. He couldn't get his head around that. He believed in him, but didn't quite understand it. And he let us pray for him. And again, we got to prophesy life and hope and the future, which was so powerful. And a couple of other people sat with another lady who sat and wept. And I mean, these people say, "I don't normally cry," but they cry and they know God loves them. And a Catholic lady who didn't know that they wrote Bibles that she could understand. So she said Sunday was too far away. She was going to go and buy a Bible that she could read. So, and a word of knowledge one of us had for a Muslim lady who her father had died. We obviously didn't know that, but she now knows that God knows that the anniversary of his death was coming up and that he understood her pain. And again, incredible. God's so good.
Just amazing. Harvey Moore, I'm looking for you. You ready? You ready, sir? Let's welcome up Harvey. Just to introduce Harvey to you, who are those of you who are normally here at the King's Arms. Harvey's part of a church in Milton Keynes and has had a whale of a time. Let's hear what God's done with you.
Well, I really don't know where to start. A man with microphone, man with Holy Spirit, man with preach, so better keep it down. I was actually just asking God, just as we were worshipping there, "Look, what's been going on these last 9 months?" And he gave me just the most amazing picture, which was of a greenhouse. I don't know if you could imagine going outside right now, and obviously you'd feel it being, it's intensely hot. Obviously the sun is all around. If you can imagine stepping into a greenhouse now, and obviously it would just be absolutely intense. And that really describes what the last 9 months has been like for me and the sort of the guys on the course. I think in, within what has happened in the last 9 months, God's really, I think the best way I can put it is he's grown me into a man. He planted a seed when I was born, and the last 30-something years, that gradually had been robbed away. I became a Christian 5 years ago. I was actually at a bit of a sort of setting like this, that I was along as a non-believer, completely furious, thought it was a load of rubbish, was crying outside in the car park. So God was clearly doing something. But then he's really planted a seed, and over the last 9 months, Wendy, PJ, Simon, John, Philby, these guys have come into the greenhouse, and they've just been watering our seeds. And I truly feel like I've grown. So God's been doing plenty of pruning off. I've really struggled with fear of man for a long time, of being wanted to be accepted. And as a result of that, just trying to control my actions to make sure that I get accepted and I get liked. God has just broken that off amazingly. And so actually, I feel now as though I am the man that actually God destined me to be and the man he has called me to be. And I really wanted, from the bottom of my heart, most sincerely, to thank Wendy and the rest of the team. And you as a church, the King's Arms Church as well, because you invested in us as well. And I will eternally, as I'm sure all the other guys will be, eternally grateful. So thank you so much.
Next story is going to come from a guy who's travelled over every Thursday and Friday from Harpenden. Is that correct? Have I got that right? No. Dunstable. Where are you, Josh? Dunstable. South Beds. Come on up, Josh.
Get out of the way of the projector. I can see you now. Yeah, well, I was on the HOTS team, which is Healing on the Streets. Every Thursday we go out into the centre of Bedford and just to see God move in power. Completely blown away by his grace. I mean, why would he use us? No idea, but he chooses to. And we've seen some incredible encounters. We've had the privilege of leading people to Christ, which is just amazing, you know. We've seen people get healed. I think I'm just going to share one story, really, which blew me away. We were having quite a hard day to begin with. There just seemed to be kind of no real response. And then I went and I saw a lady with a walking stick and one of those old shopping trolleys. And I went over and started talking to her and her friends. They were both Christians, but they were both in pain. And this one particular lady, she was 57, but at the age of 8, she had a car accident, which has basically crippled her ever since. For the past 50 years, her body was basically falling apart. The cartilage was basically just disappearing. So she was really struggling to walk. She said, "Oh, yeah, I'd love you to pray for me." We had to go up the ramp to where the chairs were because you can't go upstairs, or couldn't. giving it away a little bit there, aren't I? But, we went up the stairs, up the ramp. We sat down. We chatted for ages. She goes, "Ooh," she stopped me when we were talking, goes, "Can you feel the presence of God?" And straight away I was like, I can, and I was like, okay, you've got more faith than me, this is brilliant, let's pray. She had an all-over body pain of 9 out of 10, I mean, she was in excruciating pain, and we laid hands on her, because we were talking for so long, and she had her neck to the side, her neck pain was even worse, so we prayed for that first. That went straight down to a 2. And then a very good friend of mine, Angie, said, "Right, I don't do 2s. That's it. 0. Boom." And that was it. That went down to 0. And then I told her to get up. And she got up and she was like, "Oh, I'm feeling kind of good." She was completely drunk in the spirit by this time. She was just like, "Yeah, I'm cool." And she put her walking stick in her bag and walked straight down the steps. And I was just kind of, so could you not do that normally? And she goes, no, well, the hard part's coming up the steps. So she grabbed my hand, and then we walked straight up these steps, and she was like, I'm absolutely fine. I'm absolutely, she picked up her bag and walked off, and then came back, gave me a kiss, and then walked off again, and never came back. So praise God.
You've had a couple of old ladies trying to kiss you, haven't you, Josh? I thought so, yeah. Last story is from a lady who's now affectionately called Dangerous Liz from Rushton. Where are you, Liz?
Hello. When I started TSM, I thought I knew about grace. I thought I knew about God's love. I did love God. I did enjoy being in God's presence. But it felt like there was a ceiling over me, and I just couldn't break through. And I longed to see the kingdom come through me, but it just wasn't happening. And I just longed to know more of God. So at the beginning of the year, I just said, here's my heart. from just about the first week, God started to dismantle my heart, basically, and showed me all sorts of things that were in there that weren't really very nice that were keeping him at arm's length. And to be honest, the biggest thing was needing to please other people, meeting expectations of other people in the church, with my family, my husband, all sorts of things. And I was sort of building up my own way of, nice, comfortable way of being a Christian. And God gradually started to break those things down. He... at the same time, he was just pouring in his love, revealing more and more of his father heart for me, bring revelation of who I am in him. And as he did that, he started to heal off all the wounds and the pain and set me free from all sorts of stuff. And it's just been amazing, because it was actually quite hard work before, trying to keep everything together. And... I didn't have a lot of joy, but I do now. there's that verse that says, oh God, I've gone all dry. in his presence is fullness of joy. And I'm starting to know that. And, you know, there's a verse as well that talks about streams of living water coming from within. And I'm knowing that now as well. And it means now everything I'm doing is coming out of that place of my intimacy with God and his love for me. But the best thing is just, I just love being in his presence, and I just love him. And he's just the best.